Hello, my name is Sandra Gonzalez, and welcome to my Seek Your Sexy podcast. Today, I will assist you with how to seek your sexy through happiness. First of all, I feel very passionate about this subject, so passionate that I actually created this content on my birthday to personally share with you this important message. In addition, I want to personally congratulate you and thank you for taking this time by investing in your personal growth. What you're about to learn can change your life. And I say this with all sincerity because the tools I'm about to share with you can greatly increase the quality of your lifestyle. I want to talk about happiness. Happiness is something we hardly talk about. This is true. Nowadays, who is truly happy? And how do we achieve happiness? Before I begin sharing tools that will greatly assist you with creating the life you absolutely deserve, I would like to share my story of how I struggled once earlier in my life and decided that happiness is attainable, and that I would focus all of my energy on attaining this. Now, it has greatly impacted my life. Before I get started, I want to share with you who I am and where I currently live, and pretty much in a nutshell, what Sandra Gonzalez is all about. Once again, my name is Sandra Gonzalez, and I am a retired Chief Warrant Officer who dedicated 20 years of faithful service to the United States Marine Corps. I did this for love of country and because I believe in everything the Marine Corps has taught me. I'm also a mother, a wife, and a fitness enthusiast. And I'm also a friend. I have a passion for fitness and helping women seek their sexy through a holistic approach. My husband and I recently retired from the Marine Corps after a combined 41 years of service. We knew that it was time to move on. Currently, we live in Dubai. Dubai is in the United Arab Emirates, and we are so very fortunate to be living here and experiencing this beautiful culture because it truly is distinct. Now to my story. 2010 was a rough year for me. During the summer of 2010, my husband was given an order that he would redeploy within 30 days to a hostile environment he had already previously been to. Yes, that was very tough. Within 30 days, he had to be back there. So in 2010, I was an active duty officer in the Marine Corps. At the time, I had 17 years of service. In addition, I had a freshman in high school and a 7-year-old who cried uncontrollably at the thought of her father being in harm's way. Furthermore, I had an unhappy boss. Ugh, this man manipulated our working hours. And then to add insult to injury, I was overweight. I think I was overweight by like 20 pounds, which is an unacceptable standard and unbecoming characteristic of a Marine officer. Very embarrassing. Not only was I unhappy and unhealthy, but I was slowly losing control of my life. At the time, I knew I was depressed. I would mask my anger, fears, and frustration with food. This was clearly making it worse. After ending up in the emergency room due to overwhelming stressors, I had experienced an anxiety attack. I decided I would change the course of my life after that. I knew it would take baby steps, but I was so determined to get there. The first thing I did was this. I started getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning instead of 6 o'clock a.m. Every single morning I would do this. Heck yeah, it was hard in the beginning, but I knew that these extra 2 hours enabled me to, you know, gather my thoughts, prepare my children's nutrition, and make that 1 hour commute to work one way, mind you. In addition, I would have an amazing workout at the base gym. All of this was achieved prior to the start of my workday. Slowly, I experienced both physical and mental changes. I experienced self-control and adapted more of a passive approach to life circumstances. I was no longer a pessimist or a moody person. And this was greatly attributed to exercise and proper nutrition. I remember all I could dream about was finally being reunited with my best friend, my husband. On April 5th, 2011, yes, I remember the date vividly, just like it was yesterday, my husband came home from a tough deployment. My time in the gym, coupled with meal preparation, had finally paid off. I went from a size 9 to a size 0 in 8 months. I had finally lost around 20 pounds. But more importantly, I had gained muscle mass, which made me even stronger. That positive mentality shift had also attracted me to other fitness enthusiasts along the way. That day, we were also wrapping up the filming of Jennifer Nicole Lee's exercise DVD, JNL Fusion. I was on cloud 9. Holy smokes, it was an amazing feeling. I was able to share my success story on national television. Who does that? What an experience. I share with you my story because all of this was achieved and is achievable because I refuse to give up. I continued my venture for happiness by creating happy thoughts and believing in myself. Quitting, you see, has never been an option. And trust me, I know firsthand that obstacles and struggles can lead you to depression, but it does not have to be that way. I am here to teach you. I am here to empower you to be strong. Be happy starting today. Your life is a blessing, and you must look for the great things with an open heart, patience, and gratitude. You see, at no time did I want to drastically change my life. I love serving my country and was proud of the tremendous sacrifices we made. No regrets. I only wanted to be happy while enduring all of those responsibilities. And I was able to achieve them when my mentality shifted in a positive way. You see, happy people, they dwell on good memories, not bad ones. Happy people pay more attention to people's emotions and smile all day long. In order to be happy starting today, you need to study your strengths and focus on what truly makes you happy. When you focus on your strengths, it really engages and contributes to a higher purpose. Have the strength to look at your weaknesses, because we all have them, and confront those you wish to fix. For example, fixing yourself enables you to enjoy a successful, happy, healthy marriage. When you seek happiness, it also gives you the strength to overcome any problems you may have. I challenge you to change yourself from within. If you're waiting for materialistic things or circumstances to change, let me see, such as better friends, better family, better surroundings, I want a bigger home, I want a bigger income. Those external factors will only give you temporary joy. What you want deep sense of joy. Joy that will last forever and can never be extinguished. Starting today, have a profound spirit. Be more generous. Be more productive. Remember, happy people have an attitude of gratitude. They practice being kind. They give up grudges. They exercise. They pay attention and don't focus solely on material wealth. Every day, I start my day by doing this. Not only by doing it, by stating it, I say, I love my life. It has to be a consistent, repeated, and heartfelt affirmation. Every day, I will give it my best, and I will love and respect those around me. Join me on this venture as we seek our sexy through happiness. Practice patience, love with passion, live with purpose. For more tools that will assist you, please check out my website, www.sandragonzalez.com. Thank you so very much for your time, and have a beautiful day.